Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 4 of The Flash, Going Rogue, written by Jeff Johns and Kai-Yu Wu, and directed by Glenn Winter. The Flash has been doing just fine on its own. In fact, it's been doing better than fine. Three episodes in, and The Flash felt more confident and more assured of itself than Arrow did throughout most of its first season. But bringing in a fan-favorite character from Arrow is sure a fun way to mix things up, especially when that character is the best character on that show, who now has a sort of history with Barry Allen, Felicity Smoke. On Arrow, Emily Bett Rickards is often a comic relief character. Felicity is a light, fun presence that brings a little levity to the darker tone the show often strives for. Felicity is the perfect character to bring over to Central City because everything about The Flash is a little more in line with who she is. She fits in well with Cisco and Caitlin, she can go on a double date with Barry, Iris, and Eddie, and there's a mutual scientific admiration between her and Dr. Wells. Honestly, by the episode's end, I kind of wish she would stay on The Flash on a permanent basis. Hell, her relationship with Barry, which has only been built over a course of a couple of scenes, is already much more interesting than her will-they-won't-they thing she has going with Oliver over on Arrow. But of course, Felicity can't stick around forever. She's just here to help out with this week's villain. This time around, it's Leonard Snart, known to comic fans as Captain Cold. This is the biggest villain the show has tackled so far, and does a damn great job of doing it. Snart is played by Wentworth Miller with some menace and a snarl, and the episode is creative in how he uses his cold gun, which here was created by Cisco. Going Rogue also features the show's best action sequence to date, in which the Flash has to save every passenger on a train after Captain Cold derails it. The visuals of the Flash remain surprisingly strong given what the show is probably working with. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to The Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, speedsters.